Shalom to all. Today's Daf Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Yod Zayin. We're starting Tes Zayin Amud Beis all the way at the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah. Ain Nosin Es Sabas Latan Vechulu. And if you want to source the Daf, it's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis near the end of the Amud, a little bit before Halacha Yod Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that one's only allowed to put bread into an oven before Shabbos if there's enough time for the crust to form. And it was much more cool dick, much more lenient than when dealing with a regular dish. And the question is why? So Gemara explains. If Yaakov Racha says B'shem Ravasi Zrizus Hanar Noshim Pas Yos Men Atavshil. Women are much more conscientious, they're much more careful with bread than they are with a regular dish. Mabin pas mabin tavshil. So what is the difference between a bread and a dish? That's because tavshil darker lechol riseach, a dish, one will eat hot. And therefore, if it's not fully cooked before Shabbos, one might come to be mechate b'kacholim to stir the coals up in order to get it hotter, and that's an issue. Whereas pas, in darker lechol riseachas, a person doesn't eat their bread hot, and therefore once a crust is formed, there's no fear of chite b'kacholim. And why is it the person doesn't eat the bread hot? Taman Armin over there, they say, pas chama, chamasa b'tzida. Hot bread, its heat is in its side, meaning if a person eats hot bread, they're going to get a fever. And Sira, Tzainin, if someone's stung by a wasp, they should drink cold water. Akrav, Chamin, if they're stung by a scorpion, they should drink hot water. And Manda Michlef, Sakana, if a person switches these around, then they could be in life-threatening danger. And now to the last part of the Mishnah, where Belezer was more makel with bread, he says only the bottom part has to form a crust. However, we have a clarity on this. Madir Belezer blechem apanim, she'inu kriya lechem, ad shekeru panea betanur. There Belezer agrees with lechem apanim, the showbreads in the Beis HaMikdash that are placed on the Shulchan, that that's not considered lechem until the crust is formed on the outside, not just on the bottom. In other words, in regards to Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer's Mekel, that once the crust forms on the bottom, we don't have any issues of Chita B'Gachalim, but if you want it to be considered officially bread in regards to Lechem upon him, so then it has to fully form a crust, not just the bottom of it. And moving on to the last halacha of the parak, halacha Yod Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Mishal Shana Pesach Latan Rim Cheshecha, the B'nei Chabura, the people that are all eating this Karm Pesach together, they're allowed to lower the Karm Pesach into the oven right before it gets dark. This is talking about where Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, so they have to cook it before Shabbos. They're allowed to put it in right beforehand. I will explain more why that is. Furthermore, Mechizan Asur B'Mdur's Beis HaMaiked, there was a room off of the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash called the Beis HaMaiked. There was a big fire over there in order for the Kohanim to warm themselves. Remember, they walked around the Beis HaMikdash barefoot and it was very cold. They could get sick, so they would go to the Beis HaMaiked to get warmed. And before Shabbos, when they would light the fire, all they have to do is be Machiz Asur. They just have to make sure the fire catches on a little bit and that's enough. However, it would be Gavulin. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kadesh Yatsu Asur B'Ruban, if a person wants to light a fire, he has to make sure that the majority of the wood is caught on fire. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, even with coals, they only have to be caught on a little bit. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mishal Shana Zabesach Atana V'chulu, and the question is, Tamantanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, Chashecha Yatsu V'tzalos B'Schein, that once it gets dark, they would go out and roast their Karban Pesach. V'atamar Hachin, and you're saying this over here, that Mishnah refers to when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so the Karban's shechted on Shabbos, but only roasted after Shabbos. Now we see that the roasting Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos. The problem is that in the Mishnah, we just said that the Karban Pesach could be lowered into the oven right before Shabbos. Seemingly, there's no issue, and even if he does stoke the coals, there's no problem of cooking the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So it seems to be we have a stira. And on this, Rabbi Yisrael answers, Chaburais Zrizais saying that no, it's the Chaburais, the people in these groups that are going to be eating the Karban Pesach, they're Zariz, they're conscientious, they're going to make sure to take care of each other and ensure that they're not Mechatib Gachalim. So it's not that you're allowed to cook the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, it's just that they're going to make sure that no one's Ivor in Isra of Shabbos, and therefore they're allowed to put it in right beforehand. Another thing regarding the Karban Pesach Erev Shabbos, Pesach, the Karban Pesach, Machziroi at Shalem, Ve'inat Machzir Mechotech, Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to put it back into the oven if it's whole, but not if it's cut. Again, we're dealing with Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos. They put the Karban Pesach into the oven to roast it, and a fellow takes it out to see if it's cooked. If he wants to put it back in right before Shabbos, he's only allowed to do so if it's whole, but not if it's cut. And Rav Shmuel says, B'shem Zaira, why is this? M'dei P'sulai, because of its P'sul. In other words, if one is allowed to put the Karban Pesach back into the oven Erev Shabbos when it's cut, we might run into an issue of it becoming P'sul. And Amar B'yis explains, V'yos, this is good, this is very true. Why is that? Because let's say he takes it out of the oven Erev Pesach, sees that it's raw, and leaves it out, and now it's Shabbos. So we have an issue. You can't eat it, because the pasuk says, don't eat from it raw, and it's considered raw, and you can't roast it anymore, so it shouldn't be like roasting it on Shabbos. Based on top, we continue the explanation, if you're going to say that it's mutter to put it back into the oven once it's cut and not fully roasted, he's not going to be makbid to roast it fully before Shabbos, because he's going to say, you know what, even though it's not fully roasted, it's not a big deal, I'll put it into the oven right before Shabbos to continue roasting it. And again, he might forget to put it back in, and now he's not going to be able to eat it, and he's going to end up bringing this Karban Pesach l'dei psul. Therefore, since you tell him shu aser, that it's aser to put it back into the oven right before Shabbos if it's not fully roasted, so then he's going to make sure to roast it fully before Shabbos, and we're not going to run into any issues of it becoming psul. Now, Rabbi Yossi Shaul, he asked the following question, let's say he fully roasted it, Chai, and then he cut it. Ma'al mechazartio mechashantio, is he allowed to put it back into the oven to warm it up? Meaning he's not putting it back into the oven to roast it. He's putting it back to the oven because he just wants it to be warm by the time he gets to eating the Karban Pesach Lel Seder. And the question is, do we say that there's a blanket gzeira, no putting a Karban Pesach that's cut back into the oven, or is the only issue putting a not fully roasted Karban Pesach back into the oven? And since this is fully roasted, he would be allowed to do so. I wouldn't have an answer to this question. The Marketeers of Zera quotes of Yehuda B'Shem Rav, Arba Maduras Kol Shehen, there are four different Maduras, four different bonfires, if you will, or things that are going to be lit Erev Shabbos, that all they have to do is be lit a Kol Shehu, just a little bit of it has to be caught on fire, and that's enough. There's no chashash that he's going to play with the fire on Shabbos to get it to light better. Maduras HaGefes, this is a fire made out of Gefes, which is olive refuse. This is basically all the leftovers after the olives were squeezed for the oil. Maduras HaZevel, a fertilizer Madura. Maduras HaChelev, a fire made out of fat. And Maduras Galinin, a Madura made out of dry date pits. All these are the common denominator of Kol Shehen. They could just be lit a tiny bit before Shabbos, and that's efficient. Now, Rav says, B'Shem Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Chaisol, Shu Mali Galinin, a basket that's full of these dried date pits, Kol Shehen, it only has to be lit a little bit. Another member by Rav B'Shem Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Chaisol, Shu Mali Galinin, a basket full of these dried date pits, Imachu Nasais, if they're gathered all together in the basket, Beruban, then just the majority of them here have to be lit on fire, whereas Imachu Zorais, if they're scattered throughout the basket, Beruiv Kol Predu Preda, the majority of each and every date pit has to be caught on fire before Shabbos. The question is, Mahu Palig, what these members argue with each other, both of them are in the name of Chiya Bar Ashi, so how could he say contradicting statements? And the answer is that no, Kam B'Brias V'Kam B'Tashos. The first member that says that they only have to be caught on a little bit is referring to healthy ones, meaning good gesunt ones that are fully dried. The moment the fire catches on just a little bit, there's nothing to fear, and we know the fire is going to continue burning solid. Whereas in the second member, that the majority have to be caught on fire is talking about Tashos, where they're weak and they're not necessarily fully dried. Sunny's only allowed to light it if the majority is caught on fire before Shabbos. Another din regarding lighting a fire before Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rav Chananya Mati Ba B'Shem Rav. Rav Chananya was inclined to say that it was the name of Rav. Charyos Melamata Ve'etz Melamala. If the way he arranged this fire was that there's palm branches underneath and wood on top, Kimin Sha'ala Ha'ur B'Entayim Mutter. Once the fire is coming up and between them, so then it's Mutter, meaning as long as it's lit like this before Shabbos, there's no problem because we know everything's going to continue catching on fire and we're not afraid he's going to play with it on Shabbos. And Rav Chalba says B'Shem Rav Huna, Kaira Abim. The proper girsa is Beruba. The majority of a beam has to be caught on fire if he wants to light it before Shabbos. And this is referring to Beruiv HaKefa, the majority of the circumference of the beam has to be caught on fire. Not the thickness, just the circumference. And the question is, Ma Beruiv HaKefa in Makam Echad? Does this mean the majority of the circumference of the beam only on one spot of it? Oy, Beruiv HaKefkula, or the majority of the entire circumference of the beam along its entire length? And Ashachtani is found taught in Nebraisa, Aji Tepasim Lasas Malacha, that the wood has to be caught on fire enough that now it's not able to be used for some other Malacha. And that means that the majority of the circumference across the majority of the beam has to be lit on fire. Now we end up with just a clarity in the last part of the Mishnah, and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, where he was makel, that coals only need to be caught on a little bit before Shabbos. Kenim Asnisa, this is what the Mishnah should say, which is the gears that we have, Af Pepechamin Kol Shehen, that even when dealing with coals, they only have to be caught on a little bit. There are gears that don't have the word Af, but really we have to add the word in order to emphasize Rabbi Yehuda argues with Hanakama that even coals, which are very difficult to catch on fire, they still only need to have a little bit of fire lit on them Erev Shabbos, and that's enough. We don't have to be afraid that someone's going to play with the fire on Shabbos to get it to light better. Hajmalach Parak Yitzis HaShabbos, Malzor finishing the first Parak of Masechus Shabbos. Just like we were Zechus finished this Parak together, we should be Zechus to finish the entire Masechus Shabbos, and of course, all of Shas Rushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with the second Parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.